Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter tank of gas. You know what it'll get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values.
Go to puretalk.com/clay to switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/clay.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Hour two, the Clay and Buck Show gets going right now. We've got the midterms coming up, critical elections, as we've been discussing in Georgia and Pennsylvania, among other places. We're going to dive into that in a second. Because the White House dove in to the discussion about mascot team names. And this in the state of Georgia, where the Atlanta Braves are still a baseball franchise, a storied baseball franchise at that. And the White House, with Karine Jean-Pierre leading this conversation, said that it is time for a conversation about changing the name of the Atlanta Braves franchise.
The president hosting the Atlanta Braves today, wondering if you or the president has any thoughts about some of the controversial about the team name, the Braves name, the so-called tomahawk chop.
We believe that it's important to have this conversation. And Native American and Indigenous voices, they should be at the center of this conversation. And we should listen to Native American and Indigenous people who are the most impacted by this.
The most impacted by this. Okay, so the White House was hosting the Braves. You know, the White House hosts
the World Series champion Atlanta Braves, which is a big deal in my household.
I was unaware of that, but I'm glad they won that World Series. That's good news. Good news.
First one since 1995. That's why they were there. They were visiting the White House.
Did
to
this
celebrate.
Just happen?
Well, they won last year, but they're playing against the Nationals, a series in Washington. So they've decided, for whatever reason, now is the time to visit the White House.
So,
probably because, honestly, they couldn't visit because of COVID protocols, would be my guess, prior to now, given how crazy both Major League Baseball and the White House have been about COVID-related issues.
So I have a particular affinity for the Atlanta Braves because of the movie Major League, which I would argue is among the very best sports movies of all time for what it is. I don't think you could get away with making, right? It was the Atlanta Braves, right? I'm not.
No, my God. You have just.
Oh, man.
Totally torpedoed. Yes.
Oh, it was the Cleveland Indians. I just realized. Wait, but are they no longer the Cleveland Indians?
That's correct. They changed the name to the Cleveland Guardians, which is everybody listening in Cleveland right now.
After yesterday's red tide, I really wasn't planning this, by the way. The sports thing. I really don't watch professional sports.
Major League is such an amazing movie.
Major League is a great movie. I got my cities and franchises confused. So it was the Cleveland now. What are they called? The Cleveland
Guardians.
Guardians.
Yes.
So they already made that change. So here's what. I want your sense of how this will play in the state of Georgia, where there's a super tight elections going on right now. I can't believe I messed up the Major League thing. I'm sorry. Anyway, it was a great movie. I just forgot which franchise. I haven't seen it in like 20 years.
I need to show it for my boys. I haven't shown it to them yet because there's some edgy parts, but I think the two oldest are certainly ready for it now.
I wonder if that movie is, it's surprised, I guess, if they had to change the name, I guess it's surprising it hasn't been, you know, canceled in some way.
Well, the one that's amazing it hasn't been canceled that has to do with pro athletics. We did watch Ace Ventura, Do you remember Ace Ventura? Do you remember the plot of Ace Ventura?
Yes.
For people out there who've forgotten, the Jim Carrey movie, spoiler alert, right? If you haven't seen Ace Ventura yet, turn your radios down. I don't want to spoil a 25-year-old movie for you. But the main character is transgender, the bad guy. And there's all the, and the Miami Dolphins are a substantial part of the show because of the movie, because the idea is that their mascot, the dolphin, gets stolen. And that's the investigation that's going on to try to figure out who took Flipper, I think it was, the Miami Dolphin mascot.
So,
and Ace Ventura is the pet detective who was hired to try to figure this out.
Before we even, it's one of Jim Carrey's finest performances, but there are a whole, the best comedies in the 90s, almost across the board, you certainly couldn't make them today. And if you were to make a big deal about showing them publicly, etc., you'd get people would be, if you did a re-release in theaters, you would get people very angry about it. So that tells you just how far the society or how much the society has changed.
I'll give you one here, Buck, because it's right by where you live. I don't think Mrs. Doubtfire would be permissible unless all of the Tyler Perry cross-dressing movies had happened as well. In other words, the Robin Williams Mrs. Doubtfire character, where he dresses up like a female housekeeper,
a geriatric woman. Yes.
I don't think that would be permissible because they like turned it into a musical or something.
Hello. Yes, of course. Yeah.
If it weren't for the Tyler Perry movies, because it would be considered racist to not allow Tyler Perry to do those movies. So, like, the identity politic world collides. I've actually thought about this. But anyway, a lot of the 90s movies would not be allowed today.
So the Atlanta Braves, and it's amazing, too, because now I actually had forgotten that they had changed the name of the Cleveland franchise entirely to the... And so I guess the Atlanta Braves are now the... Is that the last baseball Native American named or related franchise?
Oh, that's a great question. I think the answer is yes. Now, of course, you still have the Kansas City Chiefs, which are in the NFL, and the Chiefs are constantly under attack as well because of their,
Chief is actually a French word. So they just need to change, you know what I mean? They could change the logo, and all of a sudden it comes from chef, for anyone who's wondering.
The Florida State Seminoles, which is the tomahawk chop, which is where it came from because Deion Sanders played for Florida State and then became a baseball player for the Braves, kind of brought that with him. But the Seminole tribe has said, hey, we love this. Well, the Chief Osceola, the throwing the spear, everything.
Well, this is where the conversation, I think, immediately goes, which is there's a difference between naming something that is meant to be an honorific, you know, naming something in a way we call a very impressive, and I have some friends who have flown them, flying gunship, the Apache, because it is badass and because the Apache were feared warriors. It is not meant to denigrate in any way the Apache tribe to call that incredible piece of military machinery the Apache. Also, there's Comanche. There are a whole bunch of things you could point to. People in the audience who are former military saying there's, you know, more than I could even begin to name. Calling the Braves, right? I mean, the Braves to me is meant to be honoring of, it's not meant in a way that is denigrating, and that should be taken into account whenever you're thinking about this stuff. You know, there are limits. I mean, I think, you know, like, well, how did, what was your take, by the way, when the Redskins franchise was considering changing its name? Did you think that was a fair move?
My thing, this was my argument. I would like to be the representative for American sports teams and have a once and for all sit down negotiation where we say, okay, if we give you the Redskins and we give you the Cleveland Indians, can we end this forever? But the problem with this, Buck, as you well know, is the progressive agenda is never satisfied, because if they are, they cease to have a reason to exist. So when you give away, my thing is, it's a little bit like guns, right? My thing is, they don't actually want guns to exist, right? I mean, that's the real truth of anyone who is opposed to any sort of gun-related issue. So when you sit at the negotiating table, it's not a good faith negotiation, because they will take, but they never give. And so my argument for years, Buck, has been, hey, if we want to have a conversation about mascots and what's appropriate or what's not, I will be forever the representative of sane anti-woke culture. And if we are willing to give up a couple of mascot names, can we just end this conversation forever? But it never will, because, right, the Chiefs will be offensive, the Braves will be offensive. There's always a next team up or a next target up. And that's where Trump was right, because I think you can tie it in even historically. Oh, the Confederate monuments. If we took down every Confederate monument, there would need to be a new target that is also offensive, because these people otherwise are not going to lay down their arms. They want destruction. They don't want reconciliation.
Yes. And so there's an incrementalism that has been on display with this. The slope is, in fact, slippery. But then it comes to, how will this, is this a reminder to the folks of Georgia, the voters of Georgia, that this White House is woke, that Joe Biden is really a figurehead for a Democrat machine at this point? I mean, Joe Biden isn't making critical decisions. He's just there as the placeholder for all the rest of the Democrat ideology and Democrat political machinery to do what it wants. And so he hasn't. I mean, one thing I think might have been a surprise to some people is this super old, out of touch guy, white guy, has never once been like, hey, this,
you're going
this,
too far.
This woke stuff is getting a little crazy here, everybody. Let's calm this down. I think there are people who might have thought, just because also Joe Biden has a history of saying things that, you know, I mean, you go back, we could probably pull some of it to remind everybody, saying very unwoke things at different points
That's
in his
right.
life. And the media always cleaned up for him, said, oh, Joe, he's just a good old guy. You know, they always give him a pass. They do the same thing with this, by the way, because any lib who goes on CNN or writes the New York Times and makes the case that the Atlanta Braves should change their name should also have to make the case as to why Yale University, which the left loves because it confers generally worthless degrees on a lot of people that are meant to make you think that they're smart, and they control these institutions now entirely. Why doesn't Yale change its name? Yale is named for a slave trader, everybody. Just remember that when everyone says, oh, I'm a Yale man from 1978 or whatever. Yeah, your university's named for a slave trader.
Yeah, and to how this is going to play in Georgia, where we have a competitive governor's race and a Senate race, I think it blows up in Democrats' faces, because the most popular team in the state of Georgia is Georgia Bulldogs. Second most popular by far is the Atlanta Braves. And you could make an argument that the Atlanta Braves are the most popular team in the state of Georgia, because the Atlanta Braves are the South's baseball team, because there aren't a lot of major league teams in the South in general. And so it's not a surprise that Brian Kemp, governor of Georgia, and Herschel Walker, who I think will be the next senator from Georgia, immediately jumped in and said, no, we don't need to change the Atlanta Braves name. We don't need to change the mascot. And the tomahawk chop, they really should bring back, I think, more aggressively down in Truist Park. Buck, you'll remember our affiliate right there in Atlanta. We appreciate everybody listening to us right now, is right at the Braves Stadium. So I did a full week of shows down there this summer because my kids are big Atlanta Braves fans, so we could go to these baseball games. But the tomahawk chop really needs to come back, too. They used to, when I was a kid, sell the foam tomahawk chops. And the idea is when the Braves are in a rally or when they're really on a roll, the entire crowd starts to do the tomahawk chop. Again, they're paying homage to the Florida State Seminole. And this started essentially when Deion Sanders, who was a legendary playmaker for both baseball and football, came from Florida State University, where the Seminole tribe has endorsed it, and they do the tomahawk chop during the game. And so I think the Braves need to stick up a middle finger to PC culture and bring it all back.
Yeah, I didn't know this. Apparently, because I was looking up some of these name changes, learning something new here, and going into the history books, you know, where I'll be more comfortable than trying to speak about the current professional franchises. The original Baltimore Orioles apparently moved to New York in 1903, and they initially changed their name to the Highlanders, like the Scottish Highlanders, which is pretty awesome. But then they changed the name to the Yankees because it was easier to fit in headlines.
Hmm.
I was unaware of that.
I didn't know that either.
You know?
The Highlanders would be an awesome name for a team now.
But I do know that Milwaukee means the good land. Although, actually, yes. People from Milwaukee call in and say that's not even true. So I can't get anything right these days.
Your brothers are going to be so disappointed in you.
Both
that you
my
got
brothers
the team
are going to make fun of me when I see them in Florida soon. Yes, they're going to make fun of me.
I know that. All right, we come back. We'll continue to break down this and more. But we want to thank all the good people like you out there. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation delivers on its promise to do good and never forget based on your support. And as a result, the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes are not forgotten. Heroes like Officer Familia, who couldn't wait to join the NYPD to protect her community. She proudly wore her uniform, but she was ambushed and shot in the line of duty solely because she was wearing that uniform. She survived by three kids. Her eldest daughter, who is now 20 at the time of the murder, became the sole guardian and provider for the twin siblings who were just 12 years old at that time. Thanks to your generosity, Tunnel to Towers gave her kids a mortgage-free home to live in. For some families, the foundation brings the comfort of knowing they can stay in the home where they made memories with their fallen loved one. For other families, the foundation enables new memories to be cherished forever. Help our nation's greatest heroes and their families. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter tank of gas. You know what it will get you, though? For $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk.
You'll get the same quality of service as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, but for half the cost. The average size family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can keep your cell phone number and your phone or get great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids.
Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values, who supports our military and veterans, creates American jobs, and refuses to advertise on fake news networks.
Go to puretalk.com/clay to switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/clay.
Welcome back to Clay and Buck. We are going to be joined by Don Balduck, who is running for a very important... Every Senate seat is obviously very important, but
He is running up in New Hampshire, and we will have him joining us here in just a few minutes. New Hampshire, not to be confused with Atlanta, which is not to be confused with Cleveland.
I am glad that your brother, I hope that the Sexton brothers are listening, and I would love to see their reactions when you drop. I bet they're podcast guys.
Yes.
When you drop.
Oh, I'll get the text later tonight. My older brother in particular.
Right.
He used to win his fantasy football league like year in and year out. He was very into it. So he's always like, "What have I not taught you anything?" And I'm like, "I'm trying. Yes. I'm trying to learn."
So you're confused. You're getting the Cleveland Indians and the Atlanta Braves confused would be, I think, like not a big deal, except you did it in the context of the movie Major League, which is such an iconic 1980s film,
which I have seen multiple times, I will say. So that was just a little bit of a Biden brain fart there.
Got some great Biden brain farts.
You see the transition I had there? Here you go. A reminder of Joe Biden, everybody. We got it in.
Unlike the African-American community, with notable exceptions, the Latino community is an incredibly diverse community.
We got the first sort of mainstream African-American who is articulate and bright and clean and a nice-looking guy.
In Delaware, you cannot go to a 7-Eleven or a Dunkin' Donuts unless you have a slight Indian accent.
Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
If you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
You know, I've adopted the attitude of the great Negro at the time.
They're going to put you all back in chains.
Joe Biden had a media that would clean up for him no matter what he said. This guy has failed up in politics for 50 years, and now he sits in the White House.
Think about what he said. Just the description of Barack Obama. This was when he was running against Obama in 08. He said he was the first black politician to be bright, clean, and articulate. Clean. Clean. I mean, that might be the most racist thing that any political figure on either side with a, you know, substantial state office has ever said about Obama, and people don't even know that it happened.
He didn't get hit by Democrat media for a day on that one. They just let it go.
And then he ended up the VP.
Yes.
I mean, which gave him the ultimate, get out of jail card there. Bright, clean, and articulate. It is such a racist thing to say. Yeah. I think Joe Biden's probably pretty racist, honestly.
And that was, he said all that stuff before the dementia was setting in. If you own a business, you know how tough things are. How about a win in your favor? If your business has five or more employees and managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. This isn't a loan. There's no payback. It's a refund of your taxes. How do you get your business this refund money? Go to GetRefunds.com. Their tax attorneys are specialists in this little-known payroll tax refund program. They do all the work with no charge up front, and simply share a percentage of the cash they get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, even those that had an increase in sales. The team at GetRefunds.com has already returned over $1 billion to businesses, and they can help you as well. Just go to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, and answer a few questions. Payroll tax refunds only available for a limited time. Go now. Go to GetRefunds.com. A critical Senate race is with razor-thin margins in a number of states across the country. One we haven't spent time in a deep dive with quite yet is New Hampshire, where Senator Maggie Hassan is going up against the Republican Don Balduck, who is joining us right now. Don, appreciate you being with us, sir.
Hey, sir, I am so excited to be with you guys today. This is awesome. Thank you for the opportunity, and my best to you, all your listeners.
Yeah, so tell us, you're in a race here that looks winnable based on the numbers. Why are you running, and what do the folks in New Hampshire need to know about what you'll do, Don, if you become the next senator from that state?
Well, thank you for that question. It's not only winnable because of the numbers, it's also winnable because Senator Hassan has done absolutely nothing for New Hampshire except hurt the people with supporting all of Joe Biden's failed policies, economic, out-of-control spending. You know, she's a spending machine. She's a big government machine. Everything that New Hampshire doesn't like, she's been doing now for the last 5.5+ years. So, you know, you look at the $1.9 trillion omnibus bill, the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill, the $800 billion Inflation Reduction Act, which I call the IRS Inflation Act or Expansion Act, $240 billion for U.S. chip manufacturers, which was basically a bailout. And then the fact that she wants to and supports the illegal student debt, you know, forgiveness, or what I call debt transfer to hardworking people. $5.1 trillion in just a few months. Unbelievable. She's done nothing for the border. She sits on the Homeland Security Committee, and we don't have Homeland Security right now with the crime, the opioid crisis, with human trafficking, and all of this. So it's an easy argument to make based off of common sense and looking at what she's done. And Granite Staters are listening because I'm doing what she's not and has not done. I've been to every town and city in this state. I've been campaigning for over 2 years. I've talked to moms and dads. I've held their hand. I've hugged them while they've cried, not knowing whether or not they're going to be able to heat or feed their children, what they're going to do with the cold winter right around the corner. And all she wants to talk about is abortion, which has been settled. It's a state issue. Social Security and Medicare, which the Washington Post just gave Democrats 4 Pinocchios for lying that Republicans want to demolish it. That's not the case at all. So we have a strong case against her not doing her job for Granite Staters, leaving everyone out in the lurch, $700 more a month coming out of their pocket. 1 out of 6 people can't afford their electric bill. Opioid crisis, 200% worse here in this state. Human trafficking out of control. I mean, she is just a disaster, and she knows it. And that's why her and the Democratic Party want to deflect, and that's why we're taking the fight directly to her and saying, hey, enough is enough.
We appreciate you coming on. You are, in addition to running for the Senate, you are the recipient of 5 Bronze Star medals, 2 Purple Hearts. You also became a police officer, I believe, at 18 years old and rose all the way to being a general in our armed forces. What do you think about the lack of respect that we see out in our streets right now for police officers? And also the woke version of the military, which I imagine is quite a bit different than the military that you served in.
Right. Well, let me take the police officers first. First of all, what the Democratic Party has done over the last, 3 years, basically since, you know, COVID started, is they have created a situation in which our law enforcement is not respected, and they have taken the bad actions of a few and cast them on everybody. Let's think about what they did, you know, early on in COVID when, you guys are essential. And then when they came out with this vaccine only purely to put money in career politicians and Big Pharma's pocket, did they say, in order to work, you have to get these shots. And we've seen how that directly has impacted retention of police officers across this nation. The fact that the assault and killing of police officers is at an all-time high. Suicide among police officers is at an all-time high. Maggie Hassan supports all of these policies. And she may not have direct statements supporting them, but by not saying anything, silence is consent. She has done nothing. I have received the backing of the New England Police Benevolent Association and the United Federation of Police Officers, and we expect to collect more because I will back our police. I will support law-abiding citizens. I will make sure that our police officers have the funding that they need. And more importantly, I will go to Washington, D.C., and I will change this narrative about our police officers and first responders in general to one of a positive and not a negative. And that's really what needs to be done. Now, our military, this has been a work in progress. It started in the Obama administration. I believe now, looking back and studying and seeing some of the reasons I was counseled as a general officer are directly related to the fact that I was assessed as somebody who would not support these woke policies. And so therefore I was asked to retire. Even though as a one-star I was given a two-star job, I was not promoted in that job, even though my evaluations suggested that, you know, stated that I should be, I wasn't. And it's because they knew that in Don Baldick I would not put up with our service members being forced to have vaccination when there's no operational requirement for it, forced to have pronoun training, stand down on critical military training, making our military so woke that now it's marginally capable of doing its job, and changing how we develop our leaders in our academies to one of, go along to move along instead of character, integrity, candor, courage. And this is the problem we have. So all those officers at the 4 and 3 and 2 star levels are all deliberately selected for the purpose of going along with this very dangerous political agenda that's emboldened China, Russia, North Korea, Iran. And I need to get in Congress because I've worked with them, I know them, and I will ask them the tough questions, and we will get this changed and reversed.
Don, we have people listening all across your state of New Hampshire, including on WGIR in Manchester and WQSO in Portsmouth, as well as all of our podcast and digital listeners. Just want to know, where can they go to help? Because if Don Baldock is able to win, folks, this could be the balance of power in the Senate at stake. Where should folks go, and how can they get involved?
Well, sir, they need to go to donbaldick.com, and you go there, and you can do just about anything. You can donate, you can volunteer, and that's, you know, really what we need. We have 1,000-plus volunteer army out on the ground that we established during the primary and our bottom-up campaign, and they are the heart and soul of this bottom-up campaign we have. We need help with donations, obviously, and I get it. It's a tough economic situation out there, but at the end of the day, I have to compete with her in only one area, and that is ads. Top down, get my ads in there, get on TV. That costs money. Everything else we do with hard work, volunteers, bottom up, every town and city, which she can't do because she hasn't invested in that. She doesn't care about that. So donbaldick.com, join my Facebook supporters page at supporters of General Baldick, and then go to Twitter at Jen Don Baldick, and please share our stuff. Get the word out. Encourage others to support, and we will win, and we will fundamentally change what goes on in Washington, D.C., because I will carry that vote for the people, not for special interests, not for lobbyists, not for rich political elite, but for the people.
Don Baldock. Don, best of luck to you. Thank you for your service, sir, and we wish you the best with the Senate race.
Thank you so much. God bless you, and God bless your listeners.
My friends, there's a lot of political fights going on right now, but one you need to be paying close attention to because lives are literally at stake is the fight for life that's going on every day in states across the country. Yes, Roe v. Wade is gone, but what does that mean? Well, in a lot of states, they're pushing harder than ever, not only to make access to abortion easier for women, but actually to brainwash them, to push them into, to tell them this is something you should do. They encourage this on the left now. Well, we can actually do something, you and me, right now, to protect life and to save lives from abortion. Preborn pregnancy clinics. For 16 years, Preborn has been providing expectant mothers with a free ultrasound when they're making that decision on what to do with the baby in their womb. Now, Preborn specifically locates these centers in sanctuary states, so they're trying to get to as many women as possible in places where they're encouraging, unfortunately, abortion to make them make the right choice. Preborn pregnancy clinics offer moms free ultrasounds, okay? When a mother is considering abortion and she meets her baby on an ultrasound and she hears that heartbeat, there is a divine connection.
And a majority of the time, she will choose life. Preborn has rescued hundreds of thousands of babies' lives. Their goal for this year, what could be more worthy, what could be more important for your time, your energy, yes, your donation, than this, saving 40,000 babies' lives. Go to preborn.com/buck. That's preborn.com/buck. Any gift size will help, $10, $20, $100, whatever you can do. And if a few of you can even donate for a full ultrasound, you can buy an ultrasound machine, and Preborn will use that to save hundreds, if not thousands, of babies' lives. Call now at #250. That's #250. And just say the word baby, or go to preborn.com/buck. You can be a warrior for life. You can help save babies' lives right now. preborn.com/BUCK.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter tank of gas. You know what it will get you, though? For $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk.
You'll get the same quality of service as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, but for half the cost. The average size family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can keep your cell phone number and your phone, or get great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids.
Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values, who supports our military and veterans, creates American jobs, and refuses to advertise on fake news networks.
Go to puretalk.com/clay to switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/clay. The number one fantasy sports app in America right now is PrizePicks. No surprise, PrizePicks is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. I'm loving the app. Unlike other apps on the PrizePicks app, it's just you against the number. It's about the players and not the teams. You look for the sports that you know best and that you follow the most. Then you make a single decision on each player projection, and that's more or less. Every time you play, you pick 2 to 6 players and make that one decision. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 picks. It's the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states. Now, Prize Picks also gives you injury insurance, so your picks stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. Download the free Prize Picks app today and open your account. You can use my name, Clay, for a first deposit match of up to $100. Download the Prize Picks app. Use the promo code Clay to get set up and get that deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us. Just heard from General Don Baldock, who is running in New Hampshire. And one thing that's worth noting about New Hampshire is there aren't more Republicans, there aren't more Democrats, massive amount of independents that vote in New Hampshire, as many of you I'm sure know who paid attention to primary season over the years. So how those independents vote will ultimately decide who is the next senator from the state of New Hampshire, and so that's going to be intriguing to watch how it all breaks down. But we've got Brad in Chico, California, wanted to call in and talk for a minute about General Baldock's history in the military. Brad, what you got for us?
Hey there, guys. I just want to let you know how much of a legend he's a colonel in my time, but General Bulldog is in the Special Forces community, Army Special Forces, Green Berets. When he was, I want to say a major, I'm sorry, it's been a while, but when we first went in Afghanistan, we had hardly any boots on the ground, not really a presence there for obvious reasons, and he was the mastermind, pretty much the father, figure that set that entire situation up with logistics and getting guys in there. And his character, well, he's played by, I can't remember the actor's name, but in the movie 12 Strong.
Oh, right, about the Special Forces guys on horseback in Afghanistan, right.
Yep. Roger that. Yep, fifth group guys, by the way. I got to mention that. That was my group and his group. So anyhow, just want to let you guys know that. He's a stud, legend.
Badass. So he's probably not going to get nervous to be talking on the Senate floor is what you're letting us know, basically.
No, not as nervous as I am to talk to you guys. It is an honor.
we are honored, man. You're a badass. We're just a couple of guys doing a radio show. Thank you for calling into us. Appreciate it.
No doubt. Buck, there are six Senate races. And I know people out there are busy, and sometimes it's hard to keep track on everything. New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona, Wisconsin, and Nevada. I think I hit the six. Are the ones that are the biggest toss-ups right now. Now, North Carolina is going to be close. I think we're going to be okay there. Ohio is going to be close. I think we're going to be okay there. But the place where this is going to be decided, and I look at the gambling market odds every day because I trust those more than I do the polls. In other words, I trust people who are putting real money down. And right now, if every favorite won, Republicans would have a one-seat majority in the Senate at the end of this midterm, which is 6 weeks from today. Based on the gambling odds, these are not the polls, based on the gambling odds, Herschel Walker would flip Georgia and Adam Laxalt would flip Nevada. And we hope that Dr. Oz is going to be able to catch Fetterman, but that would be one. That's the wild
I'm just,
one.
I'm just going to pull. I mean, I've got a lot of hair. It'll take me some time, but I'm going to pull all my hair out here, Clay. How can Fetterman, the notion that this guy is going to be United States Senator, this guy would be an insult to being the local dog catcher. Like, this is outrageous.
I agree with you.
The notion that there are the people that I disagree with them, but I get why Democrats will vote for them, right? There are plenty of those running around, too. But with John Fetterman, I want to ask, he is cosplaying as a working-class hero. The whole thing is so... costume play, for those who don't know. The whole thing is so condescending. He's just going around being kind of a slob. And then on top of it,
he's Bernie Sanders, and he's also
With Joe Biden's mental cognitive ability.
Worse. I think he's worse than Joe Biden's mental and cognitive abilities.
There's sometimes where I just sit here. I know we do radio, and so I can't be totally flabbergasted and stir. But I start sputtering with indignation, the notion that Fetterman, who was such a buffoon on his best day, and he's not having his best days. It's totally outrageous, man. You and I both know. So that's the one where I'm just like, I don't care what the polls say. We have to win that.
I think a lot of Republicans are still sore over that primary because there wasn't the same brutal battle between Fetterman and Connor Lamb that there was, and it came down to less than 1,000 votes, and a lot of people loved Kathy Barnett, and a lot of people loved Dave McCormick.
A lot of Pennsylvanians remember my friend Sean Parnell, was a good buddy of mine now for over a decade, who got unfair treatment in the court system in a family court, and they just used that to I think he was going to be the next senator from the state of Pennsylvania originally, and he said that they did him dirty, but that's a whole other conversation.
So I think everybody who is Republican leaning, independent, just functional brains yourselves, needs to think about what it would be like to have a Bernie Sanders clone who nearly died in May and still can't speak as a result of his stroke, serving 6 years in Washington, D.C. to represent one of the biggest states in the country.
I want to get together like a bunch of independent voters from Pennsylvania and just be like, hey, I'm just wondering, what are you not? Are you just not actually ever seeing Fetterman speak, or you have no idea? Like, how could your decision be John Fetterman unless you're just a psycho lib who will vote for, a tree stump that has Democrat next to it? You know what I mean? It just doesn't make any sense, Clay.
I agree. And it's an insult if Pennsylvania ends up putting John Fetterman in. We'll talk about an insult of an economic decision from Biden next.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Since 9/11, the Tunnel to the Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans, heroes who put their lives on the line for our communities and our country, heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull.
He sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber, the complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye, and he needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers paid off his mortgage and gave Major Turnbull a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. He moves around his home more easily now. His home also gives him hope.
With help from people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers in supporting America's heroes, our nation's severely injured veterans and first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, and the families of fallen first responders.
Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T2T.org. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.